Uganda is doing given the current situation in southern Sudan, first and foremost, it is the security of its citizens, especially in Juba. A majority of foreigners working in Juba as traders are from Uganda. So first and foremost, that's our major concern, to ensure that they are safe, and if not, they are evacuated. So that process is ongoing, and indeed the Uganda People's Defense Forces is in Juba to secure the airport in order to ensure that the evacuation process goes very smoothly. Secondly, there is right now intensity of fighting in the northern part of southern Sudan, a place called Dileif Jongole. 2,000 Ugandans are right now holed up there in the United Nations base. And obviously, we are quite concerned of their security. UPDF will attempt to make sure that they are rescued. But obviously, they've been facing some fire from the fighters there.
There are some suspicions and accusations that the UPDF being sent to extract trapped Ugandans in South Sudan is a pretext by President Museveni to prop up Salva Kiir in this conflict. What is your reaction to this suspicion?
No, I think those suspicions are completely unfounded. Uganda has good historical relation with Southern Sudan. Indeed, it has had a relationship since the Garang times. So in as far as simply propping up Salva Kiir, that is not true. As I've already said, a lot of Ugandans are in Southern Sudan, and our security as government, their security is of the most importance for us right now. So right, it is the focus. So that, in as far as allegations that the UPDF is there to prop Salva Kiir, that is not true and they're unfounded.
We heard President Museveni spoke with Salva Kiir as the conflict began. Is there any effort by the administration to try to, as a neighboring country, try to help find a solution to the problem?
Absolutely. From the offset of these troubles, President Museveni did try to engage Salva Kiir. And indeed, recently, just 2 days ago, the Secretary General of the UN publicly admitted that he engaged President Museveni, and given his track record in Southern Sudan and in the region, he had confidence that President Museveni can engage the warring parties in Southern Sudan. Subsequently, as we speak, the AU Commission has been set up, and the composition of that commission is the Minister of State for Foreign Affairs of Uganda, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Kenya, Djibouti, Somalia, Sudan, and chaired by the current the Prime Minister of Ethiopia. So that is the setup of the AU Commission. They have been in Southern Sudan. They are engaging the warring parties, and we are hoping that their dialogue will be fruitful.
So what should the people in the bordering town with South Sudan feel? Because I hear there are fears that the fighting could cross the border into Uganda.
Well, right now, the situation in Juba specifically, it's actually calm, much as it stands. The situation is calm. There is no shooting going on at the moment, much as people are still worried that it could explode. And indeed, it is the reason that Uganda is going ahead to evacuate its citizens from Juba, especially those ones who obviously want to come back home. The UPDF has been there; it has evacuated some, and some lorries will be heading to Juba to evacuate more Ugandans. But no. Otherwise, within Juba and en route from Uganda to Juba, the situation, the roads are clear and there's not been any incidents that have been reported.
Now, we heard reports that there are some refugees crossing the border into Uganda. Is Uganda prepared to receive these refugees when they cross the border due to the conflict?
Uganda has got a very good record in as far as
receiving refugees from neighboring countries is concerned. So certainly, if refugees come in from southern Sudan, they will be assured of protection and security in Uganda, as well as addressing the necessary needs that will make their stay in Uganda reasonably comfortable.